Arranging himself on the stone slab, the silver lion looked at his subjects. Some gazed directly at him, their faces reflecting back the light that shone from his coat, but a few creatures shifted their weight and looked away. It was to one of these that the lion spoke.
Sir Hollington of the Goats, do you know who betrayed the children into the hands of my enemies?
Corbin stared at the message on his desk screen that read simply, Are you the one? How had they figured it out? Who had sent it? Corbin tried to turn in his seat, slowly, so no one would notice. But as soon as he started to move, the teacher turned around and he jerked forward again. It was supposed to be a secret, but maybe if he had admitted he'd been the one to save the planet, things would be okay. Brian let go of the steering wheel as the car finally came to a stop. He took his seatbelt off, leaning back trying to get his bearings. The deer had come out of nowhere. Brian tried to clear his head as he took a deep breath. Now he was off the road with smoke billowing ominously out of the engine compartment. Brian reached for his door handle, but jerked his hand back when a loud thump came from the back of his car. What had caused that noise? He was alone. Thank you for listening. This is Vincent Oyola.